You're listening to SBS News.
It was another torrid reception for George Pell as he arrived at a Melbourne court for his sentencing hearing, despite a heavy police guard shielding his entrance. Hecklers yelled abuse. Inside the court, the sentencing judge described Cardinal Pell's abuse of two choir boys at the St. Patrick's Cathedral 23 years ago as callous and brazen. He also said it was an assault that could only be explained by the then Archbishop of Melbourne believing he could get away with it. Pell became the highest-ranked Catholic to be convicted of sex offences when he was found guilty by a Melbourne jury in December of sexually abusing two 13-year-old boys. 10 people have provided character references for Pell, including the former Prime Minister, John Howard. Pell's defence barrister, Robert Richter, told the plea hearing it was no more than a plain vanilla sexual penetration case. It's an assessment that angered families of abuse victims like Chrissy Foster, whose two daughters were molested by another Catholic priest.
It's insulting because how can they say that? You know, these are children. They were children. Two of my children were treated to such rape, sexual assault. And to hear people speaking like that, defending someone who would do something like that, it's outrageous, insultive, and that's what victims have to put up with.
The fallout continues from Pell's conviction being revealed after months of court suppression. The Archbishop of Melbourne, Peter Comensoli, issued an apology to those affected by church abuse.
To those people, I say firstly, sorry. I want to say sorry to all of those of you who have been abused and who communities that have been so terribly damaged by not only the abuse that has occurred, but the efforts to cover up or to obfuscate.
And he's told the ABC the Catholic Church needs radical change.
I think at times we have certainly not held ourselves up appropriately. We have not worked in a way that is for the good of victims, for survivors. We have not listened well. Certainly many victims have talked about how they weren't believed. I think the church, as I understand it, needs to have a sense of going back to its roots, back into the gospel very deeply, and in doing so, going back to its local manifestation. The idea of the big and the institutional needs to be replaced with the small and the personal.
Any references to Pell have also been removed from leading Catholic school St. Patrick's College in his hometown of Ballarat. Principal John Crowley says he was left with no choice.
The verdict of the jury was unanimous, and I wonder the message that sends to victims and survivors if in fact we didn't act also. So I'm very conscious of the relationship that we have established with victims and survivors of the college, a relationship that is based on trust, open acknowledgement of the history, and our absolutely unending and unwavering commitment to walking in solidarity with these men into the future for as long as it takes.
Lawyers for Pell were initially planning to apply for bail in a bid to prevent him from being taken into custody following today's hearing. But they later withdrew that application, saying Pell believed it was appropriate for him to wait for sentencing, as an appeal has been lodged against his conviction. He once again maintained his innocence. A date for that appeal hearing is yet to be set. For now, Pell will be spending his first night of what could be many behind bars with his sentencing due in 2 weeks. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.